Jim, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Hi there.
Well, in case you didn't want to say, I mean, I am on the Indian River School Board.
Okay.
And I think the choice should be the parents' choice, and that's what I've been fighting for. And for the governor to come in and try to mandate this, there's no state of emergency at the current moment.
Right.
So I've got some calls in to see what the legality is of whether he could even mandate it throughout the schools. I've also called numerous of our local politicians to see what their response is going to be, you know, to this. You know, are the, and I don't care whether they're Democrat or Republican, are they going to have a response to this requirement of our children? This topic upsets me so much. We've got kids. Our most precious commodity are little kids in masks. It breaks my heart to see kids sitting around in a mask.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Jimmy Allen concert Saturday night with hundreds of people at no mask mandate. You can go to the slots in Dover, Harrington, Delaware Park, no mask mandate. We have Firefly coming up this month. I don't hear any talk about a mandate there with thousands of people gathering together. You can go to a Blue Rocks game, no mask. The science shows that children do not catch nor spread nor die from this virus in any kind of numbers that makes it a concern. Statistically, 17 and under only make up 8% of all the positive cases across the United States. And that's from the beginning measurement. I think the 7-day rolling death average in this country right now is around 490. That was as of last Thursday. It might have changed since then.
Very low.
That 7-day average, 490 people in a country of 330 million that have died. You know, more people have died in that seven-day period from car accidents.
Hold on 1 second, Jim. I have a one-minute break. Since you ID'd yourselves, Jim Fritz, one of the members of the Indian River School Board. Hold on one moment. We're going to be back in 1 minute. I want to continue with you. Are you getting pressure on the school board about this, or is there chatter about this potential mandate that the governor is working on?
Well, first of all, and I guess I should have said to begin with, that I don't represent the entire school board.
Absolutely.
I'm calling in as one member in my own personal opinion.
Very true.
Yeah. I have been contacted by more parents who, even before last Thursday, by more parents that are outraged of the thought that their kids may have to wear a mask than by parents, you know, who want a mask to be worn. You know, and I'm not saying that if someone wants to wear a mask, go ahead and wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy with yourself. Wear a mask. If you're a teacher, if you're a student, and it's optional and you want to wear it, go right ahead. But don't mandate it to everybody, particularly when the science does not even support the fact of children wearing masks. To me, I don't understand why this focus on children. You may say, okay, well, children can't get the vaccine. Well, they can down to age 12.
Dealing with here is some local school boards, public school boards, may want to make masking optional, but the governor says he is seriously considering finding a way to mandate it, and this is why we're talking to Jim today.
Why aren't they mandated at Blue Rocks games?
Well,
why is Firefly going to happen with thousands of people?
I know what their answer is. It's not Dan's answer, but their answer is, oh, that's outdoors. You know, it's a magic.
Yeah, okay.
It's magic. You know, you can be right next to somebody outdoors, but it's magically not going to affect you. Magic.
This is the smartest virus, you know, I've ever heard of. You know, you stand by somebody outdoors, you can't catch it. Stand by them indoors, you know, it's a guarantee you're going to get it. It's ridiculous. You know, you talk about the usage of masks. First of all, as anybody in the medical profession will tell you, unless you're wearing an N95 mask, you're not stopping the particles that the size of the virus or any kind of a virus is from passing through a mask. If you want me to throw out numbers, I mean, the microns in the supposedly COVID virus are anywhere from 1 to 60 microns. When you have a fabric mask, the smallest the pores are 80. So your microns are smaller than the pores of the mask and can pass right through. It's nothing. It's not about virtue signaling.
Yeah, virtue signaling. And so what if, I imagine, you're back to school 100% and then a mask mandate comes and a student doesn't want to mask up. Now you're back to what? Having a hybrid again. Or do you tell them just no school for you? You know, what do you say?
Well, and that's it. So who's going to enforce this? They're going to, the governor is going to trust that the individual school districts, and I don't mean disrespect when I say this, but let's face the fact, the superintendents, assistant superintendents, the principals, where do they get their paycheck from? They get it from the state, and they're going to be pressured not to do anything against their precious governor for fear of their jobs. So they're going to hope that the school districts enforce it without any say, just comply right along. And you're right, a kid shows up, doesn't have a mask, doesn't want to wear a mask. What are we going to do? We're going to send them to the principal's office, then send them home. Then you got to provide educational services to that child at home, which then is going to cost resources, teacher time, teacher resources, money, and back to a hybrid situation again.
Which you've already said is already not in the works for Indian River. That's already planned.
Correct. Away. That's correct. DPH, here's another way they try to get around requiring things without a mandate. So DPH has said that if a child tests positive in a classroom and is wearing a mask, that only that child has to quarantine. But if a child tests positive and is not wearing a mask, then the whole classroom has to quarantine, even if the rest of the kids are wearing a mask. Yeah, that's how they try to strong arm agencies, schools, you know, businesses into doing things without actually passing mandates. My opinion is, let's let that happen enough times to where parents finally become so outraged that they finally get off their duffs and start calling their senators, their representatives. They start making their lives hell and get these things done. Enough is enough.
One more thing. You said you, as a school board member, were reaching out to some other elected officials. Any word from them? Any response planned if a mandate comes down the pike?
Well, I did get a response from the fact that I think the Republican caucus is working on some kind of a response. I'm not sure if the plan is to get it out there before a mandate is passed or wait until after. So, you know, my hope was that there would be some kind of strong, you know, media output from, and I don't care whether Republican or Democrat, enough of this issue has become way too political. And I really don't care which side does it, but there's got to be elected officials with some common sense out there who will vocalize this to the media. Enough of this just damn compliance and going along with it. Let's vocalize this. It's time for those who are tired of the silliness to get outraged. Again, Dan, you and I could go down to Paradise Grill this afternoon, hang out all afternoon, no mask on. Yeah, I know. Okay, so we're sitting outside. Well, maybe we should all start having classes outside.
Right. Good idea. Look,
it's ridiculous.
Somebody on the text line says, God bless this man. Jim, he's talking about Jim on the phone. That's a Bethany Beach texter. Keep up the good fight. Let us know how it goes. We'll be watching it. We'll see what the governor does or doesn't do.
Yeah. Okay, Dan. But appreciate your time. I didn't mean to hijack your show this morning, but I'm just the topic just outrages me to see our kids put through this when, again, the data shows they clearly are not the ones spreading or in danger of it.
You got it. It is not a hijack of the show. It's what the show is. Thanks. Anytime, Jim. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 839-1059 is how you get on the air. It's area code 302, 839-1059. Every weekday morning, 5:30 till 9, Dan Gaffney, Delaware 1059.